I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Welcome back. Chucky's on 106 of the Fan. We are live on CSN Mid-Atlantic, presented by PenFed Credit Union. Great rates for the sports fan in you. You can visit PenFed.org for details. I'm John Paul Flame, joined by Johnny Cake Sawville.
Yes, hello.
And Eric Bickle.
Morning.
Jason will be back on Monday as I head to PR.
Nice.
My wife was putting the goodie bags together. I'm almost embarrassed. Like, that's
to give to the people who are sitting in front, behind.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a nice gesture, but it's...
I wouldn't be able
to definitely
do that.
It's very sweet, and I know that people have done it. However, this is what I was just picturing.
Some 75-year-old, you know, fat guy over here. He doesn't care about, like, the lollipop that she put in there.
Oh, I would. I would. If I were 75-year-old and somebody gave me a Tootsie Roll Pop on an airplane, I'd be butt-sized.
The middle-aged guy who's got his suit and is going on a business trip,
yeah,
not going to care about the little goodie bag with, you know,
honestly,
$3 worth of stuff.
It is a nightmare to travel with young, you know, with infants. But if you, I really think if you just feed them until they turn blue, you're good. Like, you just feed.
Feed so much because she's doing breastfeeding.
Yeah, we'll put them on. They'll just stay on the breast, latched on. Just have the baby.
Can't do that
just
for 4 hours because eventually the breast runs out and it needs to regenerate.
Yeah, that's what I would do. Honestly, it's what I would do.
I think it'll be fine.
I just overfeed. I would oversnack.
All I know
now,
is
Isabella's 4 and a half. Does she have anything other than breast milk, or still only breast milk?
Yeah. Your flight to Chicago is going to be so much easier than his flight to Puerto Rico.
He's
got like a stroller and all the luggage. You're flying by yourself.
No,
and you're
also the golf sleeping. Clubs. The golf clubs.
Yeah, but you're sleeping on. You leave those at the gate, then you walk to the plane.
You can drop Isabella off my mom's wheelchair. You can leave her with my Titleist.
Now, my mom does walk, but she's got kind of a trick knee, so she does the wheelchair. Now, I think they will, like, if you request
the
wheelchair at the gate, they'll take her from gate to gate.
Yeah, you definitely have to tip that guy. Yeah, tip her.
Well, my mom can tip her.
Well,
it'll be separate. I'm at my crew of five.
Right.
Okay, I got my crew of five,
yep.
And then you're going to have some donk pushing my mom in a wheelchair from the gate.
I'm just bitter. I got my car, and I knew I was going to forget my travel pillow. Get size for the little neck pillow.
Like, you can't get one at the airport.
You know how many of those I've bought? I want
100.
I have a nice one, too. It's form-fitting. It's silly. And I forgot it. I
still remember when we were at the airport and that dope A1 kept buying the neck pillows from,
yeah,
you know, a way overpriced neck pillow. And the little beads
kept
falling out of
it. The stuffing kept coming out of it.
He bought,
right,
like four of them, I think.
Right. Because he put his big fat head on it and it burst.
I should mention later in the show, Charles Davis is going to join us coming up 8 o'clock. Analyst for Fox Sports NFL Network. Go around the NFL with him. Robin Black, MMA analyst, color commentator, is going to join us to break down McGregor Mayweather. And Leroy Butler, who is a four-time All-Pro Super Bowl champ with the Packers. We'll talk some Redskins Packers. But as we do each morning at this time, we hit the skins.
Thank you. There we go. Starting to get fired up. Not really. It's only week 2 of the preseason. But I'm feigning some interest here, Cakes. Of course, the Skins take on the Packers Saturday night. 7:30 is the kickoff, correct?
Correct. From FedEx.
Packers last year were 10-6. They lost to the Falcons in the NFC Championship. I don't know how much we're going to see of their studs. I mean, if you're coaching Aaron Rodgers, how long do you expose him in a meaningless second preseason game?
2 to 3 series, tops.
Right? Why would you even bother? So the Redskins, meanwhile, are dealing with their own injury issues. Jay Gruden took the podium yesterday, and he hit a variety of topics. And I believe one of the first things he talked about was the injury status of Josh Doctson and Sua Cravens. And I believe Doctson actually returned to practice.
So what kind of injury updates do you have for us as far as Sua, Josh, all the walking wounded?
Sua had
knee scope, and went well. And he will probably be, we're not going to guess how long it's going to be, but they just went in and cleaned it out a little bit. You know, once the swelling went down, they rechecked it and felt a little pain. So they just cleaned it up a little bit, the meniscus, and he'll be fine. Obviously, Murphy had his ACL, MCL surgery. Bowen had his labrum surgery. And then Doxson went out and did some individual today, and he's getting better day to day.
What do you expect for Doxson? What's the plan? Is there a chance for him Saturday, or are you guys not even looking at that?
My plan is to listen to the trainers and Josh and find out when he can go full speed. Tomorrow we're going to try to see how much more he can do. And then we'll make a certain decision on Saturday whether or not we can put him in there or not.
I think he hates Josh Doxson.
Well, he just wants to
see him play.
He's
frustrated.
He's tired of talking about him. But again, as sick of it as he is, I guarantee you they don't want to expose him and rush him back from a little hamstring tug in the second preseason game, right? I'd be flabbergasted if he played.
And hamstrings are particularly tricky for wide receivers. I mean, it's bad for any player, but wide receivers who need that burst, that explosion, if you have a dinged up hamstring, that can linger throughout the entire season.
It would just be amazing to me if they played him. But I'd love to see him. I would love to see this toy. I know Scott McLuhan was asked about Doxson. You know, he's been just answering a firestorm of tweets lately.
Right.
And people are like, look, since you've seen him and we haven't had an opportunity to see him, you know, what can we expect? And he basically said he's going to be a really, really good player.
He's a football player.
He's a football player, man. He'd be really, really
He'd do
good
that
player.
Old bit.
He'd be really, really
That's
good
That's his
player.
Bit. He loves it.
Yeah. Jay was also asked some other things, of course. He was asked about the slow start last week and if he's concerned about that.
Jay, you and Kirk both used the same phrase, you know, wake-up call after the Baltimore game. Has that, you know, coming out of that, have you changed anything about your approach to either the meetings or practice in the days that remain between now and September 10th?
No, we're still preparing. We're still preparing the same way. We're going to get these guys prepared. I just think when you talk about wake-up call, I just think everybody has to come out and understand the other team has an agenda also. We didn't match the same agenda, and that's probably my fault. So, you know, six plays, 2-3 and outs for the number one offense wasn't what we expected, but we expect our offense to come out and play a little bit better, more physical, try to get the running game going a little bit. 2.2 yards a carry is what I was most disappointed in the whole game. For us to be a physical football team, we have to be able to run the ball better.
He was also asked about calling plays, right? I know that was one of the hot takes after the first preseason game. People all of a sudden started calling in, jumping ship, saying he can't call plays and be the head coach.
Right, is there too much on his plate?
I guarantee you that upset him.
Jay, now that we're a month or so into camp and preseason, where are things with you with regards to the coaching and the play calling, and what do you want to do for this next game? For you, the next evolution of this?
Yeah, I mean, you guys are making a bigger deal about it than I am. I'm fine with it. You know, I have a call sheet. I got all the plays broken down in certain categories, and a lot of them are, some of them I call by gut feel. Some of them I call based on what we've game planned. Some game plans will be more extensive than the ones we have in the preseason. But the big thing is I want to call plays that the quarterbacks are comfortable with and the players are comfortable with, and plays that we've repped out here so they can go out there and execute and play at a fast, high level. And then it's up to them and how they execute it. No play is going to be perfect. We're not going to get somebody wide open every play. The holes aren't going to be gaping on every play, but it's a matter of guys making plays off schedule perhaps, or running through a tackle, or beating man-to-man coverage or what have you. So that's, at the end of the day, what I want to see.
Give me the play calling chart.
That's my Clint Eastwood toy. They give me the seating chart from In the Line of Fire.
Gotcha.
I have no problem with him calling plays. It's what he's
what
done.
What else is he going to do?
His whole life.
Call timeouts and make fourth down calls?
And by
what
the
else
way,
is he going to do?
For those that
just
called
stand
in,
there.
And you can call in now if you want at 800-636-1067 because it is Open Line Thursday, to have any sort of conclusion based on the six plays the first team offense did. Yes, it was terrible, but if you think about it, the first play, I believe, was a pass to Terrell Pryor.
Yeah.
It appeared that he was open.
He was open.
The throw was a little bit high,
was high
a little
behind,
bit behind him. And maybe he could have caught it.
He should have.
That's a solid play. And if they connected on that play, boom, first down. Then they ran. Okay, they weren't able to run the football. That clearly could be an issue. It's been an issue the last couple of years. I think I'm in the minority, and people can argue with me and fight with me. I think you need to run to an extent in the NFL. You don't need to run that much. It is.
You have to keep them honest.
If you did a pie chart of the importance of the running game, it is getting smaller and smaller every year. That
in 2017,
is getting so
you
small.
Run to set up the passing game.
It can get a little out of hand because in the Super Bowl, for example,
yeah.
the Falcons had a big lead. They got away from the run. I think they maybe ran the ball three times in the second half.
Kyle Shanahan botched it.
That probably bit them on the ass. Kyle Shanahan maybe should have run the ball a few more times because it would have eaten up clock. Instead, you kept giving the ball back to Tom Brady. You kept having Matt Ryan drop back. He fumbled the ball on a sack. That probably wasn't wise. But a couple years ago when the Redskins got on a roll and Kirk Cousins got on a roll, in my opinion, it was because they got away from the run. They finally said, we're going to quit forcing the run because they said they were going to establish the run. And they got away from second and nine situations, third and eight, because you're trying to run and run and run and run. This team rolls when it's passing
Do you think Son of Shanny wakes up with the cold sweats at night thinking about botching the Super Bowl?
He has to. I think he's moved on. He's got another job.
Okay, he's moved on. It still
I think he's busy now, but I think later in life it'll haunt you.
And it haunts you.
Yeah. Especially, he has a good running back there, Devontae Freeman.
Yeah. He has two good running backs.
It might be impossible for him to ever watch that tape.
They had a 24-point lead, right? It was
28-3. That's 25 points 25 by
points.
My terrible math.
Right.
25-point lead. Mm. Frittered it away. Gone.
Completely botched it. But, I mean, it shows you got to be able to run, you know, at times. You have to be able to
Should run. And or they, and Matt Ryan can value the ball and hold on to it in that situation.
They have to do better. Look, as far as the Redskins, they're going to have to block better up front both ways. And here's the thing. It's not just the first unit in the first two series. They look raggedy basically throughout the game.
Right.
I mean, Colt McCoy is running for his life. So, you know, overall, definitely going to need a better performance. God, Monday is going to be brutal if they go out there and put up another bagel
right.
and look awful after the first quarter.
Yeah, God forbid, if Kirk throws a pick.
Oh,
in the
my God. It's going to be the worst ever.
If Kirk throws a pick on Saturday, pick six, just devastating. I might call out Kirk on Monday. But, I might be sick.
Jamison Crowder, I believe, will be playing.
Well,
the expectations that he'll be playing, but
Reed's not practicing yet, right?
I don't think so. I think he's kind of like
he's working
his
on his orthotics or whatever.
Who knows?
Orthotics.
You hear so much about off and individual drills. The training camp's a joke. It really is.
It's a joke. You're right. It is a joke. You know, we mentioned Scott McLuhan, and I found this interesting too. Scott McLuhan answering a bunch of questions on Twitter recently. I saw this last night. Somebody asked him, if you had to choose between starting a franchise between Carson Wentz, Dak Prescott, or Jared Goff, who would you choose?
Ooh, can I guess here?
Yeah.
Wentz, Goff, Prescott.
Correct.
I'm going to guess that he is going with Wentz.
He went with Wentz. And I haven't been that enamored with Wentz. I know he had a good start and then kind of, I would have thought he would have gone with Dak. Dak seems to be the sexy pick. He played so well last year. But no, he says Wentz, not Goff, who went number one overall.
Right.
And not Dak, who had such an unbelievable season last year and forced Tony Romo into retirement.
I think some people doubt whether Dak can carry a team. They think he's benefiting from the great offensive line, the great running game. You know, we'll see what happens.
Right.
There may be more pressure on Dak this year as they have a tougher schedule. And Zeke is suspended, at least right now, for six games.
Wasn't Charlie high on Wentz, too?
Casserly?
Yeah.
I'm sure. You mean even this year? You mean even after last season? Like, since we've had him on recently? Or are you saying draft?
No, since last season.
Yeah. Probably.
I think a lot of people are high on Carson Wentz.
I'm not
why
that
got drafted high.
I'm not that high on him, although I did like him more than Goff.
He didn't have many weapons last year.
Goff.
He didn't have elite weapons.
All right, to the surprise of no one, last but not least, there was a survey done where it ranked the fan satisfaction, and it looks like all over of MLB, MLS, they included the MLS cakes,
really?
The NBA, the NFL, everywhere. And sure enough, the Caps, as far as DC teams go, the Caps ranked first.
For fan experience when you go to a game.
The Redskins ranked last.
Of course. Parking. The whole thing. The cost. You're not going to hear many people tout their fan day experience at FedEx.
Oh, absolutely not.
They did score better, though, in fan satisfaction than Jets fans, Rams fans, and Eagles fans.
You know what? The Skins could take a cue from the Falcons. Did you see their concessions prices for the new Mercedes-Benz Stadium?
No, they really...
Very fan-friendly.
Really? Like, give me an
example. I think, like, a 12-ounce Bud Light will run you $5. A bottled water is $2. I don't have it in
front
of me.
That's reasonable. What is a beer these days in a game at a Redskins game? Like, $9?
It has to be $9.
Yeah.
Now, it might be more than 12 ounces, but it's substantially more.
Right.
They're hooking up the fans in Atlanta.
Listen, if you give me silly field tickets, you know, I'll go. Short of that, not going to happen.
I haven't been in a few years because Cakes and I do the pregame show, but I did go to one game 2 years ago. I just remember how far away I parked. I mean, I think I walked 20 minutes just to get to the stadium.
I think the last game I went to, I had a silly suite and I had a ridiculous parking pass. I think it was a game where RG3, did he get concussed against the Falcons at FedEx Field?
Probably.
He got pummeled in that game. Mm. Big surprise. Big surprise he was kind of flailing around like a rag doll.
But the guy, you got to go with D. Last time I went with D, and he gets chauffeured there.
Oh, he's D. Smith, head of the NFLPA.
Yeah, he's got his own spot. He's got his own bodyguard. We actually butt in front of all the lines.
Right.
Literally, you park right in front of the entrance.
Perfect.
You butt in front of all the lines, and you walk right on the field, and then you have your own suite.
That sounds like pretty amazing access.
Once you go that way, you can't go to a game after that.
You can't go backwards.
It's officially ruined your experience.
Right.
All right, phone number is 800-636-1067. Let's open up the phone lines again. Open Line Thursday, presented by Window Nation. If you're searching for new windows and doors, search windownation.com. Their windows are measured to fit the first time, installed by experts the last. Window Nation for your home, because it's where you live.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.